You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
The AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California. Presented by Maria Menounos and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies. This is AfterBuzz TV's Supernatural After Show.
We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show.
It's AfterBuzz TV's Supernatural After Show.
Oh, yeah. We are back.
Yay!
We are back.
I love the energy you start us off with, Tom.
No addicts here.
Well,
no interventions here.
To drugs.
There was one intervention tonight, and I think in a couple weeks, there may be another one. Welcome to AfterBuzz TV. I'm Tom Connolly, and this is the Supernatural After Show. Sitting across from me, Lindsay Wegner. How you doing, Lindsay?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Good, good. And sitting next to her, Travis McMaster. How you doing, Travis?
Conflicted, Tom.
Conflicted about what? Life?
The episode at large.
Season 9, episode 16, Blade Runners was the title of the episode. We got a lot of crying at the beginning of the episode, mostly from Crowley.
Hmm.
Lots of sentiment and emotion.
Yeah, because he's kind of human now.
I don't know. I guess we're not really going to touch on that. We're just going to have a cold open and then ignore it for the rest of the show.
He's, you know, tying up humans in his pantry.
But crying at old movies.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure where his morality is. What's going on.
Ooh, yeah.
That Crowley. Oh, gets us every time.
Scamp. Lovable murderous
scamp. Him and Lola. Lola, who I knew was not going to last very long.
She stuck around for a couple scenes, though. And she was cute. Well, yeah. I can't even say cute. She was hot.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
She was a good-looking girl.
You don't agree?
I was pretty excited.
No, I do. I'm still...
Okay. Yeah,
we got to see her in underwear. I mean, we get to see her more naked than we get to see Sam and Dean.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
I'll take anything I can get right now at this point.
I have a question about sex.
Yeah.
Immediately after sex, do girls normally, are they still just wearing their bras and panties?
A little confused by that myself.
Like, I mean, let's not get, like, too heteronormative with our definitions of sex. They could have been doing other things. I just thought it was a little
he
weird.
He exhaled like it seemed, but he was also clothed.
Yeah, maybe they were just doing, like, Vikram yoga.
Maybe he was just
was shooting him up.
Yeah.
But as soon as they were done, he was like, that was great. Go get me some blood.
Maybe she was shooting him up.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, okay. I can get on board.
Good for Crowley. So Crowley is back this episode, which is good to see. I'm glad he's back.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But not the Crowley we were used to seeing.
Except for once at the end of, like, was it last season when they gave him his soul and he cried and stuff? And then he was back to normal Crowley. Mm-hmm. Now suddenly he's, like, weepy Crowley.
Yeah.
Crowley.
Yeah, so he's addicted to human blood.
Crowley. I like that.
Hashtag Crowley.
Hashtag no moose. Now we've got hashtag Crowley. Crowley.
But I don't understand, because I don't remember seeing him, like, having withdrawals before, and I didn't see them shooting him up with blood a lot. So is he only
addicted
when he gets blood?
I feel like now as we saw at the end of the episode, they said, you're going cold turkey. You're done with this.
Mm-hmm.
So... And he was definitely back to Crowley of old. So, you know, maybe when he was down in the bunker, he wasn't getting his blood fixed. So maybe he was just, you know, he went cold turkey and was okay.
So
now that he's getting
the
his
blood. I mean, what does his soul mean? What does being human mean? You need the blood when you have it, and then you don't have it, and you don't need it, and then you're fine. And
maybe he, like, craves it, but he's okay.
Once you get that first fix, then it, all of a sudden you're hooked again.
Yeah, he's like an addict. So, you know, he needs it.
He needs it. He can survive without it.
Mm-hmm.
But if he has the ability to get it, he wants it.
Yeah, just like any drug. Then, you know, up someone that's...
Okay, I'm the minority. Okay. It's me. It's my problem, clearly.
Listen, he has a problem when he's around blood, human blood.
I was a little bummed that him and Sam didn't have, like, a bonding moment, because remember when Sam was addicted to demon blood for, like, a whole season?
Yeah.
But he was never like, oh, hey, Moose, you're old. That's terrible.
Well, maybe he didn't know that.
I mean...
You know?
I guess. I've never seen Crowley not know something before, but... Yeah, it's possible.
Yeah, he does know all, being king of hell.
Mm-hmm. Or whatever
still,
it is.
Kind of king of hell. But Crowley, you know, he's shooting up. Lola is basically a spy for Abaddon.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't last very long. And he's only good for sex, pizza, and human blood. Mm-hmm. It's the only thing that Crowley wants.
I think that's all we all want, Tom.
I guess, yeah. I mean, I guess I need blood in me to stay alive, so yes.
Well, don't tell me how to enjoy blood.
We got a special guest in this episode. Snooki was in this episode.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
We saw previews about that weeks ago, so we were waiting for her to show up, and it was...
Fine.
Typical. Yeah.
It was fine.
Yeah, it was good.
She had red eyes. I don't understand that, because we've never seen red eyes until Crowley had red eyes, and then everyone was like, oh, that's cool, you're king of hell, you get red eyes. Mm. And then Snooki had red eyes, and I guess it's like, oh, if you're a celebrity, you get red eyes.
Must be. Red eye celebrities.
She did a good job.
Yeah, she did. I thought she did a good job. For what she did in the show, I thought it was good. I mean, sure. It wasn't... I'm glad she wasn't in the whole episode.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She showed up. She had her little cameo part.
A fun cameo. Yeah. They poked fun at it. She wasn't like... She was playing Snooki, so yeah. They played with it a little.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's Nicole. That's
Nicole.
Yes.
Sure.
Going by Nicole now.
And how did they end that scene, Tom?
By making her not a demon anymore.
With an exorcism. I guess everyone remembers they can do that now. I guess if you're a celebrity, you get exorcised. Otherwise, you just get stabbed in the body.
Yeah. Well, hey, she's got to do her appearances still, so they can't kill her. What are we going to do without Snooki in this world?
That's true. You know? She's still playing
They kill her in
herself.
That world. She dies in this world. It's all over for her.
She had a thing to go to.
Yeah. I'm sure some party or tanning or
I mean, you can't steal her away from her. You can't steal her away from her fans.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not inconsistent, at least. I mean, Winchester's moral flexibility has always been a roller coaster on the show, so it's fine. I just get upset. It's the first exorcism we've seen in, I think, years.
Probably. Well, it worked for her. Lucky for her, she only had to get an exorcism. Good for Snooki.
Nicole.
Sorry. Yeah, so Lola, spy, she's Crowley's rodent. Of course, what does he do?
Uses the Force.
Kills her.
Which he can sometimes do and other times not.
Yeah. And he has that, where did he get that blade? I mean, I'm sure he's had it for a while,
up
but...
his sleeve, I don't know. Angel yeah. blades just jumping yeah. out of the woodwork these days. Everybody's got one.
I guess so.
It's fine.
I have one.
So, yeah, it's
I always hang iron on my sleeve. You can never see it. I don't really need to use it much.
It's not 2009, Tom. We've all got angel blades and iPhones, okay?
Do they sell them on Amazon?
Probably. If you don't know where they sell them, then don't worry about it.
I already have one. I don't need another one. and then in the bunker, we get Sam and Dean looking, trying to figure out where the blade is.
Finally. Nice to see them concerned about that again.
Yes. Well, I guess, because Crowley was drunk dialing Dean.
So that was,
been gone
that was,
for a while.
That was pretty yeah. cute. I like it when Dean has too many boyfriends.
Yeah, that was cute.
And I like the scene with Sam and Dean where Sam asks Dean, like, hey, once we get this blade, we don't need Crowley anymore, right?
I'm glad that someone voiced that. It's like, hey, we mm-hmm. all know we're working with the enemy, right? And Dean was kind of like, I guess we could kill a demon.
Yeah. King of Hell.
And, sure.
I think this would maybe help us in the end
mm-hmm.
if we kill Crowley and Abaddon.
That's kind of what we do.
Yeah.
But I just feel like that's acting too soon, because what if they do need his help along the way for something else?
I would love it if they explored that territory of, like, the lesser evil and mm-hmm. getting into going into
I think
into
they kind of did in this
I
episode.
I feel like they accidentally stumbled across it, but there's never, like, that conversation about, like, what are we doing, Sammy? It's always just like, what are we doing?
Because I think Sam's more the like voice of reason of like, Dean, you know you're doing things wrong. You know we're going down this crazy path of mm-hmm. like now we're teaming with Crowley. Where's Cass at?
I was going to say that's mm-hmm. all that them teaming up with Crowley shows me is mm-hmm. that like they have a demon doing what their best buddy angel friend could be doing, but he's not just because,
he's... Well, we haven't seen Cass
in a couple episodes.
Yeah. So I guess he's, starting his own army again, like he always does.
Whatever. Hey, guys, remember Metatron is still the driving force of this show. Probably.
He is.
He's still the big bad. Maybe. Gadriel's still out there. Perhaps.
Yeah. So there's a lot of people out there. This is going to be like a big war at the end, I think.
Mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
And then mm-hmm. Dean's going to kill everybody.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Everybody.
Definitely felt that tonight.
Yes, definitely. Yes, when he got the blade. The blade, it was, according to Crowley, it was picked up by
a submarine.
Yeah, submarine.
One of those submarines that, you know, combs the Marianas Trench for tiny bones.
Yes.
We all know about these. We don't have to insult your intelligence by getting into it.
So it was picked up by a submarine, sold to some pirates, just sold like, to some other pirates.
Those submarines that go into the trench, obviously their very first stop is pirates.
Yep.
Poker playing pirates.
Maybe when they're coming out. I don't know. It's
pirates are playing poker games.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
On their pirate submarines.
Yeah, it was in a poker game that it got won.
This will all be on the next episode of Cosmos, so you guys can just watch that.
And then finally ended up at the National Institute of, what was it?
Antiquities.
Antiquities.
Which is where all the pirates go.
Exactly. There were some guards there. Mm-hmm. They didn't last long. Well, I felt bad for the girl who just...
She walks in and she just doesn't even stand a chance.
I almost feel like that's a joke the supernatural writing staff is playing on us. Like, and then a woman walks in and is instantly killed for no reason. We could have just had the two guards killed.
I wish we would have clocked that. I think she was on screen for
10 seconds.
I think it was less than 10 seconds. Man. We may have to go back. Viewers at home, go check that out and time that for us. Yeah, I think it was like, she's like, I brought you guys a snack.
Brought you a bag of generic Chinese food. Oh,
there goes slit. My neck.
Dead.
Oh, great.
For no reason.
The guards ended up killing each other because they were demons.
Which we saw on camera.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I guess demonic smoke
No, they didn't. No, they didn't do that till after they shot out the camera.
No, but
demonic smoke.
To their
Yes.
So they didn't show that on camera.
Yeah, they didn't show that part. They just showed the.
Well, they didn't show it, Thomas. But we can assume that the security cameras are running 24 hours.
Well, I still think they can see the smoke then.
What, cameras magically can't see the smoke?
Yeah. But we can.
Yeah, sure.
That has not been established.
That has not been established.
You don't get to just put stuff in because the plot calls for it. This isn't Doctor Who.
Well, maybe they were just, maybe they were just more aware of what happened after the vault
opened. But wouldn't you be concerned if you were somebody watching a camera and saw smoke come into somebody's body?
Stop excusing it, Tom. This side of the table is disgusted with you right now.
Listen, they didn't show it. So, it didn't happen.
Oh, I see. We're just going to put our fingers in our ears and say la, la, la really loud. Fine.
Yep, that's what we're going to do.
Fine, let's push
and
forward.
Before we move any forward, we're going to cut to a quick commercial about Maria Menounos' new show.
Yeah, Tuesdays on Oxygen.
I'm Maria Menounos, and my life can get a little crazy.
I host Extra.
I'm an actor, producer, dancer, wrestler, and a lot of other things.
I live with Kevin, my boyfriend of 15 years.
Do you really love me?
I would say that I'm in serious like.
And my parents. Yep, I just said I live with my parents.
You drive me crazy.
You drive me crazy. My parents want us to get married.
You both love each other. Get married.
Kevin and I don't.
I am going to get married when I want to get married.
I think I want kids. Kevin definitely doesn't want them now.
This is being pushed onto us.
And of course, my parents wanted them yesterday.
This year, you got to have it.
And I have a house full of people counting on me financially.
If I take my eye off the ball, everything can fall apart.
It doesn't matter what anybody else thinks or wants us to do. It's what we want to do.
Everyone thinks that they know what's best for me, but I'm really the only one.
I have got to figure things out.
Chasing Maria Menounos is so new. Every Tuesday at 10, 9 central, starting March 18th, only on Oxygen.
And we're back. So, guys, every Tuesday at 10 p.m., after you get done watching Supernatural, switch over to the Oxygen channel.
Check it out.
And watch
I'm excited to see it.
Yeah.
It looks fantastic, and we're obviously so proud of them. So, congrats, guys. We're really happy for you, and love you lots.
Yeah, it's awesome. Check it out. So, back to the show. We have Sam and Dean. Dean actually flirted with a girl this episode. Well, she kind of flirted with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't say it was necessarily reciprocal.
Yeah, the doctor of the... I don't know what her name was. McElroy?
Sure, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Couldn't possibly matter.
I thought she was going to be a demon right away.
Right, because what doctor standing in the middle of a murder scene would be like, oh, hey, demon doctor. Here's my business card.
Yeah, she gives him her business card. And she just comes out and says, like, well, they're like, yeah, we need the first blade.
Which is weird because I didn't know that people called it that.
And I'm surprised they revealed that much information just right away to somebody because they're almost usually more protective about what they say and do. And this was just no problem. Mm-hmm.
Also, it was weird because she's like a doctor at this antiquities blah place. And
Institute.
Two people just got murdered. Mm-hmm. And they're like, where is it? And she's like, all right, you got me. I sold it. I sold it because I want a new Lexus. Anyway, whatever you're doing later, cancel it. Here's my business card.
Yeah.
Doctor.
Yeah, like, she sold it, and I don't know.
I was waiting for the shoe to drop, and she'd be a demon. Mm. And it's like, nope, it's just a really weird scene that we're all supposed to pretend is normal.
But, yeah, so She sold it to someone named Magnus, who, going back a little bit, we find the Men of Letters, Albert Magnus, was the kind of code name that they would use for...
The Alan Smithy of the Men of Letters world.
Yes.
Which I liked. I love that, you know, consistency in world building. And I love the Men of Letters.
Yeah.
Could have a whole season about that, just saying.
I think spinoff. I would like to see a whole spinoff of that.
Prequel, Twin Peaks style.
Yeah, might as well. That'd be awesome.
Do it.
Ooh, that would be cool.
What's David Lynch doing? Someone tweet him.
Yeah. After next season's spinoff. Then another spinoff.
All spinoffs.
Yeah. Spinoffs are good. We back in the bunker. They're trying to figure out, you know, who of them, because they obviously all of the Men of Letters were killed, but there was one that maybe that was never killed because he went rogue because he got kicked out of the Men of Letters. And I liked Crowley. He was, you know, trapped in the bunker, and he was like, "You owe me. I've helped you guys enough." Well, like, and they're like, "What do you want?" I guess all he wanted was to hang out with them.
Hang out, have some scotch, and look at some, what was it, like Asian porn?
Yeah, because that's what Dean likes. And well, they went ahead and played a gong for you, just in case you were getting comfortable.
And we find out it was Cuthbert Sinclair who was kicked out of the Men of Letters. And he apparently made a lot of, he was into spells and made a lot of the spells that protect the bunker that they're in.
Which I liked.
Yeah.
I think that's cool. I think that's great history.
Like, I like the idea of the fallen angel because, you know, you've got the cast and you've got Crowley and Meg and Kane. You've just got a lot of people who are rejected and outcast and they're all coming together.
Yeah. Man, what if they all formed a group?
Spinoff.
Yeah.
You can have a talking shark. Jabberjaw reference? Does that still hit with the kids?
No.
Okay.
So they go to a... They find... Crowley takes them to where his demons last tracked... Cuthbert.
A field in Canada.
Yeah. Is that where they were?
Oh, well. That's where the show is shot.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah,
man.
It was an open field. They kind of said, "Hey, we're Men of Letters."
Super swear.
Yeah. They had the...
a box, I don't
remember.
Well,
that was a box that the key was in.
Oh, that's right.
For the bunker. See? Continuity. It's I good. Remembered it.
It's good. I like it.
And then suddenly, just a
doorway.
A Stargate.
Portal. Yeah. A smoky portal appears.
We all agreed on Stargate, Tom.
Okay. That would guess so. But that was a big wheel, wasn't it? This was a big door and smoke.
A Fargate.
So, you know, Sam and Dean, let's just walk in this. They walk inside.
They've walked into worse.
I know they have.
It's fine.
If something like that popped in front of me, I would just be like, I gotta walk in that. I don't know what's, you know.
No, you couldn't handle it, Tom. You'd
be
killed
fine.
Right away.
There
were two vampires waiting for them.
Vampires, you know, just.
I'd use
be
your,
like, sure, I'll be a vampire.
Blade.
Yeah, I guess so. So they go inside. They get attacked by vampires.
Dispatch them easily.
Yeah, in like 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cuthbert shows up, who is now going by the name Magnus. And he said he's been since... for the last, like, 57 years. And he's supposed to be, you know, 90-some years old.
Yeah, but he looks like, you know, Seth MacFarlane.
Yeah. Like, in his...
He's very dapper.
Yes.
He's nice got his spells to keep him young.
That'd be cool. I'm sure he has a lot of cool spells.
We saw all his
cool spells.
No, but I'm sure he had a lot more.
Was that not enough?
No, that was not enough for me. I wanted to see more. Don't you think he could have... If he's so good at spells, couldn't he just, like, poof up a spell of, like, here's Abaddon, killer?
Probably.
Or bring himself back to life. Sorry, spoiler alert.
No. Spoilers. Oh,
that's good, though.
The episode's over. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Oh. They watch the show. They're good.
They know,
don't
they
worry.
Know.
Sorry, guys.
But, yeah, so...
So he uses
he has
magic
all these spells.
To poof Sam away.
Yeah, because he wants Dean. Because Dean has the mark of Cain on his arm. He has the blade there.
He's got this amazing zoo that we don't get to see.
Yeah, that he talks about.
Oh, so many amazing things off screen, you guys. Oh, the wonders.
Well, maybe one day we'll get to visit.
He's got Audrey 2 in the basement. It's amazing.
Well, he was a little creepy because he wanted Dean to stay and be his companion.
And be part of his collection.
Can you blame him?
Well, yeah, I mean, I would too. But even Dean goes, don't you realize how... creepy. This is that you're asking me this, and he wants him for his collection.
Stay in my house with no doors and no windows. We'll drink bourbon together and
just hang out.
Vampires.
So I guess, I mean, does he just stay in there the whole time? Does he go out?
Nah, he's got a theater in the basement, I'm sure.
But how does he get the people in?
He doesn't want people in.
But how are the vampires? I mean, he collected all these people.
I feel like
so where did they get collected from?
I feel like they've been there forever, like since he's had this place. Like, I'm sure they don't go after him. I think it's just he just has all these, you know, these
guys,
creatures.
We got a lot of plot holes to get through.
And they don't want to band together and kill him and escape.
It is weird that he's got a zoo or something, and he's like, "I release you, vampires. Now go attack two other people." Because I'd be like, "No, there's two of us. We're gonna
attack you."
Worst case scenario, you kill us instead of them.
Yeah. I don't know.
Unless, you know, everyone in the zoo has a Netflix account, and they're like, "Yeah, I guess this isn't so bad."
It looked like a nice place to be.
Yeah.
You know? He had a lot of cool things there.
Sure. He probably feeds them. They can watch House of Cards. Not so bad.
And then, as Sam gets, you know, forced out, him and Crowley now have to work together, which I thought was... I like that of Crowley kind of, you know, giving Sam the rundown of, you know, I helped your brother. I helped you with Gadriel.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys owe me. Like, it's a lot of Crowley saying, you guys owe me for this. You know, you got me addicted to blood.
And weirdly, they're like, I guess you're right. And I'm like, no, he's not right. He's killing people left and right.
Yeah. Oh, and one thing, too, is Magnus said that he was, you know, fond of Henry Winchester, the grandfather. And that he came to see them like they did by showing up in this field.
Yeah, went and hung out in the...
But if you go back to that episode, I thought he, you know, went right to the future because he made it into the Men of Letters, and then Abaddon went crazy and started killing everybody.
That was like his coronation, his quinceañera.
Yeah, so he was good. Yeah, when he became Men of Letters at the age of 16.
I don't know. He said that like he was his mentor, so I'm sure like Henry was a Padawan and he just went and hung out and they just threw rocks at vampires or...
I guess. They probably had a good time.
Right. That's so far down on the list of things that bothers me, I'm just going to let it go.
Gotcha.
They hung out. It's fine.
So Dean gets collected. Crowley and Sam work together to make a spell because that's how they can get into his house.
Here's what's confusing to me. Sam was like, oh, Crowley, we're in this crazy warded field. Your powers are useless. And then he's like, oh, wait, I need you to use your powers. This will work out. And then he just uses his powers.
But I think it was more he couldn't use his powers inside.
So what, he like walked 20 feet away and then did it and then walked back?
Well, they got to that field, so.
I think they
drove. Well, they did drive there.
Yeah, they drove because they had the car.
It's just, it was a weird thing to point out that he's powerless and then say, oh, but good thing your powers are here because I need you to collect ingredients off screen that don't matter.
Well, I liked it. I thought it was good there where Sam was kind of giving the rundown like, we don't need you. And then he was like, crap. I do need you to do something.
Or just, like get Cass.
Yeah.
Cass can do all that.
He can, but Crowley was right there. Calling Cass is, you know.
Crowley was right there.
Who would you go to? I would say, hey, you can go disappear and go somewhere. Here's a list. See you in 10 minutes.
At the end of the day, you know that Crowley is going to back up the guys, at least temporarily, to get this blade back because he knows the power of it lies within Dean having the blade.
Mm-hmm.
So to help them get it, I mean, he's smart enough to realize that he can help them out and that they need his help for that.
Right. I mean, you guys are right. I am the jerk because Crowley did it, so...
He did.
What's my problem?
I like the line that Crowley told Sam where he was like, I'm growing on you, right?
Mm-hmm.
and Sam was just like, no. I mean, he's just like, no, you're really not, but... You know, you can amuse yourself. I think I am.
I do like the idea that these two guys are so deep in it and they're so down the rabbit hole that Crowley is kind of growing on them and they do kind of like him and they forgot that he killed everyone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want Crowley to die. I really hope he doesn't get killed off.
I don't want him to. I love Mark Shepard. I love Crowley.
Yeah. I like him too.
So we get to Dean and Magnus and, you know, Magnus wants to fire up the blade. Like, he wants to see this thing in action. So he, you know, gives it to Dean, and the mark just starts lighting up on his arm.
Makes him crazy go nuts.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, he kind of snaps out of it at first. Like, he realizes
he's scared of it almost, I think.
Yeah. Because I'm sure he's never, I'm sure he's never felt power like that before. Because, like, I mean, when you think back on everything that they've done.
I was thinking, like, well, he tortured people in hell for 30 years.
Maybe he was feeling some of that again. Like, ooh. I like this feeling.
I do remember one time he walked into a pizzeria with the intention of killing death. So I feel like he's felt pretty powerful.
Yeah, but I mean, this is more like he's, you know, this is all him.
I'm busting
your chops. You are. I know. But he has all this power with this blade now.
But I wonder if this addiction is like that for him because he's felt this in the past with the 30 years and killing people. That maybe this now is coming back and that feeling, it scared him at first, but now it's literally going to overtake him.
Yeah, I think you're right. Mm-hmm. It's definitely the theme of this episode is obviously addiction. Mm-hmm. And I think it is going to sort of like be the one ring around his neck, and it's going to grow for Gondor, and he's going to use the blade.
Yeah. And he's going to use it on people that
I think everybody
shouldn't use it on.
It kind of feels like whoever's in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Getting a jawbone to the face.
Well, no, I think I have a theory on that.
We'll save it for predictions.
Yeah. No. Well, it happened in this episode.
Oh, okay.
But Sam and Crowley get inside the house.
Yeah, because I guess demons can just walk right into the house. Because it's warded like garbage.
It's like
apparently a
zoo. There may be other demons in there. We don't know. Magnus is just like, oh, I guess I got another demon for my collection. Great. Yeah, but Sam attacks Magnus. It's not Magnus. It's a shapeshifter.
I guess he keeps on the payroll. He's like, you just look like me and walk around just in case.
Good idea.
I'm the jerk because it worked.
It did work.
Poking the bear, but it fits.
And then Dean ends up getting hold of the blade and killing... Slicing his head off.
Nice.
I did like your point of, like, he could probably bring himself back to life.
Yeah.
Like I mean,
he created the spells to get rid of the weapons, to confiscate Dean's weapons. So what's to say he can't, like, have something that, like, will heal himself?
Yeah.
Well, I like the idea that Magnus is actually a 90-year-old, like, in the attic operating from a chair, and he's just got, like, an avatar walking around.
Yeah. How cool would it have been if he kind of reversed time, so you know how we saw his head being chopped off? If as the head fell to the ground, it came back up and, like, came back on his head, and he's like, you guys can't kill me that way.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be freaky deaky.
That would be.
It would be freaky, but it'd be really cool to see. Mm-hmm. And then you'd have to kill him with, like, the angel blade or something. Or, I got really excited. Almost hit Travis. Or you kill him with the actual mark of Cain. This is Dean.
Well, he did. He killed him with the blade.
Cut his head off with the blade.
Yeah.
Dean killed him with it?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, don't apologize. It was very fast.
It was very fast. I was clearly excited about this idea that existed already. I'm right on spot with the writers at least.
Yep, exactly. I wasn't sure that. I thought he just had a regular knife at first.
But then
he had it in his hand, and then
Then
he was like staring down Sam, being like,
ah, yes.
Oh, this is working in my hand, and I'm gonna want to kill you now. And I think the feeling he was feeling was of Cain, and you know, I think it was more Dean going, oh, I need to kill my brother to protect him, not hurt him, you know.
So you're saying it wasn't crazy go nuts. It was crazy go logical. And he was like, this is my chance to save Sammy by stabbing him in a bunker.
Mm.
But Sammy was like, no, don't.
I mean, we'll have to see in weeks to come. Like, maybe it is the whole, he's going crazy, he's addicted to it, he wants to kill whoever is in front of him. But we'll have to see.
Hulk stab.
Yeah. And then they end up getting out of the house. Well, hey, a spell.
What a spell? I need to see it, man.
He had magic powder all over the place. He just picked up powders and set stuff
and threw it until it worked.
Oh, we're out. Yep.
Or maybe Magnus lied about no front door. They didn't check. Maybe that guy was a jerk. There's a door right here. It goes back to the field.
I did like his idea of he wanted the Men of Letters bunker to be protected.
To be invisible.
Like, and only entry is by spell.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
It seems like bad planning on the Men of Letters.
It's like them, for them to be
no,
like, no.
That's dumb. Why is that dumb?
Yeah, because then you're completely hidden forever. No one will ever be able to find it. But I guess it's one of those, if we all die, then it's done. But
I suppose. Maybe they just thought it was a communist idea.
I don't know.
The 50s was a different time, guys.
And then... You know, Dean is pissed because the car got keyed.
Yeah. They left the engine and the tires intact.
Yeah.
Because these are really crappy demons.
But they didn't get into the trunk because of the...
It was warded off.
So that was good. They didn't get all that stuff. It was carved in, be and afraid.
Okay.
Yeah. Be afraid, your queen.
And it wasn't even a message to them. It was a message to Crowley.
Yeah. Well, I feel like it was afraid.
Well, I'm sure for everyone.
Them, but yeah.
But Crowley was the one who took it with the most.
Sure. I mean, obviously the Winchesters can't read Enochian.
Yeah.
So that would be pointedly at Crowley.
Yes, definitely. I guess it was towards Crowley. Sorry. Silly me.
It's okay, Thomas. Why we're here. We're here to work this out together.
And then I didn't like this part because it was just didn't make any sense. Like, wouldn't you say, all right, well, hey, guys, let's get in this car.
Just hang out.
Hey, Crowley, we'll drop you off back at your hotel. You can go, you know, get your fix or whatever. And then Sam's like, Dean, we have the blade.
He didn't even whisper.
Kill Crowley. Yeah, that's what I meant. Like, he wasn't, he's like, we should kill Crowley right now.
Right? They could have, just done that with, significant looks. Sure. The brother's like.
Yeah. Get him. No. Crowley overheard the whole conversation.
Used his powers that he couldn't use in the warded field.
No, they were still in the field there. Anymore, though. So
they were.
Why.
Yes, they were.
They parked the car. The car was there.
No, but they parked out further because they had to walk into the field. They walked down into it at first.
I hate to argue with you, Tom. I don't. But when they were at the car earlier, that's when Sam said
they
Crowley,
did go inside. Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
but they did go inside. I think the car was in the background too when they went. When Sam and Crowley went back inside, I'm pretty sure the car was in the background.
Sure.
Whatever.
You know, you could make an argument for when Magnus dies, the enchantments are lifted. No, because the house wasn't invisible. I don't know. I'm just so stressed.
Too much.
I'm just so upset.
So Crowley ends up taking the blade.
With the force.
Because he says that, it's, you want to kill me, but you need this to kill me.
Mm-hmm. That was also weird dialogue because he was like, I figured out that you guys are going to try and kill me. I'm more used to it. He was like, you don't have to. He just said it. Why didn't you just say oh, I'm right here. I heard you and I'm taking
the
knife.
Maybe he didn't hear him and he just sensed that they were going to try to kill him right there.
It's possible. So he's going through a lot. He's going through, withdrawals.
But
surely.
Now he's clean and sober. So
it's been a day though. How hard is it to kick
demon.
Human blood?
King of Hell can just kick it in a day.
It's what did human. You just see, Lisa, I suppose?
and then, Crowley, I like the line of they can't trust Crowley, and now he can't trust them. I think he was almost a little hurt that he can't trust them now.
Sure, he wants to be a Winchester.
Yeah, he wants to be part of the group.
I wanted to see them working together to get
even more,
Abaddon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, and he told them to go find Abaddon.
How do you control Crowley other than keeping him locked away, which isn't really fair because he hasn't done anything to prove that he's going to hurt them. He's had the opportunity and he hasn't,
Yeah, but Crowley has such big plans of...
Well, and he can't trust them knowing that they do have the blade if that's on their minds to kill him. Mm. I mean...
What I don't understand is why he didn't say I can't trust you. So here's the blade that will kill my rival. I'm just going to leave.
Yeah.
Because you never leave the continental U.S. I'm just going to go to, Uruguay and do whatever I want.
Mm.
And then I'll just know when Abaddon dies because I'll know that. And then I'll just go back
to
hell.
Or he can at least,
just snap his fingers.
Be like, did you kill her yet? No? See ya.
Yeah, because he can just, bamf in and out. It was really weird. I'm going to take this. You need it, but I guess I'll just check in and hope you don't try and trap me like you've done 1,000 times.
Mm. Well, and he's coming back next episode, so how far away is he really going?
I guess.
And how much help or non-help is he going to be?
Yeah, I don't know. It'll be interesting to see.
A lot of weird decisions all around.
So Crowley was gone, and now they're left. Still got the mark, but still no blade, so... They had it in their hands. They had it, but they blew it.
That car better be keyed next episode. I want that on the side of that car for the rest of the season.
No, I want it fixed.
No, it'll be fixed. Dean would never let his car be keyed for more than an hour.
No. And then as we saw for next week, it looks like Dean is now starting to drink because I think all
he's
of
now
his...
starting to drink.
More.
For a nice change of pace, Dean Winchester will be drunk.
I think we'll dive more into his feelings of what he felt when he held the blade.
Mm.
I think that's all getting to him now, and I think we're right about the whole he's getting those feelings of torture and torturing people, and it's all coming back to him now. And then it looks like the feud between them is going to uncover more family secrets, and we saw.
I guess there's more Henry Winchester in that closet. Go back to that well.
Yeah, so it looks like we're going to have flashbacks to Henry Winchester and
Abaddon.
There was
a lady who, an elderly lady who knew him, maybe an old flame from the 50s.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe they're... Did we ever see the grandmother? I don't think we ever did, right?
No.
What? Wait, I got a prediction. Okay, but we'll get to it.
We'll wait for predictions then.
Yeah.
God damn.
All right, let's get into predictions then.
Okay.
All right, there we go.
You guys are throwing me off.
Oh, sorry.
AfterBuzz TV prediction.
I get it out. I bring the soundboard out, and then you're like, "Oh, well, that's later." I put it away. I'm like, "Oh crap."
Sorry, Steven. I do. We'll get into predictions. Then I do have news, so we'll do it backwards. But let's get into predictions right now.
Okay.
What do you guys have? Do you want me to tell my prediction?
No, you started this, man.
What if this is a big what if? But what if Abaddon is the grandma?
Silence from both of us. Crickets.
It's not.
No? No.
Well, all right, let me just.
It looked like her and Henry had some kind of thing going.
I don't remember. Did we see the person who Abaddon
took over?
Possessed?
No. Well, not.
At the beginning of that first episode? Or did she just, like, stroll in high heels and pearls?
I think she was already in that body or whatever.
Okay.
I don't know. That was just a crazy prediction.
Hey, that's
off the wall.
No bad ideas in brainstorming, Tom.
No, it's kind of brilliant, actually. Because then it connects.
What kind of secrets are we going to find out?
No, because then it connects them.
Mm.
So how do you kill her then?
Oh,
you know?
I mean, they don't. They have no problem killing family.
Sure, they'll do that. They killed each other more than once, I think.
Yeah. What else? What do you guys think? More predictions?
What do you have?
Okay. So predictions. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just thinking about it. I'm trying to figure out what's kind of going on, and I feel a little bit lost. Like you were saying with this episode, I feel a little bit lost right now in what's going on and what's happening because so much happened today to kind of push the story forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like now we're at a standstill because I'm like, wait a second. Well, they need the blade to move forward. Crowley disappeared with it, but they need his help. So how are they going to use his help without? Is he going to hide the blade? Is he going to have it with them?
Do you have a pager?
Is he going to even help them at all? Like, well, they've got a cell phone number. So, like, I mean, how do they call? Like, it's just, I'm confused right now. I have no prediction because I'm not quite sure what's going to happen.
Gotcha.
I'm not sure what's going on because everyone's like, oh, we need the blade so we can kill Abaddon. Then, finally, our good friend Crowley will be back at the throne of hell and everyone who dies can go to hell. And then I think something was happening with heaven. I don't remember what, but our good friend Crowley will be back in hell. And then we'll deal with, you know, the guy who killed Kevin and the Metatron and our friend Cass. And that's not really important. Mostly just our good friend Crowley getting back into hell.
I guess so.
These two guys are so turned around.
I feel like they're going to hell first, then we'll deal with heaven.
That seems so backwards.
Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either.
Yeah. And, oh, before we go, the new Supernatural show is now called Supernatural Bloodlines, not Tribes.
They just changed it.
The title Bloodlines, too. I like that better.
Yeah. Yeah, it does sound. It sounds a lot cooler.
It's got blood in it.
Yes, exactly. So, yeah, predictions, we're all over the place because we don't know what's going on this show. But where can they find you, Lindsay?
You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wegner and at my blog, lindsaywegner.blogspot.com, and on Tuesday nights earlier for Real Housewives of New York. Travis?
Oh, I'm at the Pavilions in Burbank a lot after work. If you see me, say hi.
Are you buying cheese? Blocks of cheese?
Sounds like something I would do.
Did you buy some cheese today?
I bought some cheese.
See, you bought some cheese.
Oh, my gosh.
So if you need cheese, go to the Pavilions in Burbank. Find Travis. And you can find me on Twitter at TomTheCom. And tomorrow night, 10 o'clock for WWE Main Event. And we'll see you guys next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.